Well, hello there. I hope you all are well. And we're going to do another ramble fact tonight. I know how much you love these, and I've been getting a lot of great feedback on them. So I thought that I would do something a little different and tell you all a story about something that happened in real life. And this was requested by somebody in my DMs. And I thought, fuck it, why not, right? The memory that I picked actually is one that really fits into my exhibitionist streak. I fucking love when people are watching me or listening to me. And I know that it's turning them on, but sometimes it's not always appropriate for them to let me know that they heard me or that they saw me. And that's the fun of it. It's kind of like our little secret. So we were staying in the mountains as part of this little group trip, my partner and I. And a couple that he was friends with. Well, he was friends with the husband. He'd already told me that the husband had been talking about how beautiful I was, asking questions about me, typical guy stuff. My partner didn't give me all of the details of their conversation, but he did tell me how much he enjoyed telling his friend about the things we get into and how easy it was for me to be just a completely depraved slut and just whatever he told me to do, I'd do it. Which, if you know me, you know exactly what him telling me that did to me. So I told him, I said, "What if you fucked me tonight? Just loud enough for them to hear, not enough to know that we're being loud on purpose, but just loud enough for them to wonder what the fuck we were doing up in our loft," which we were staying in a tiny cabin, like a tiny house. It was just a bed downstairs and a bed in the loft. We took the loft, of course, because I like being high up. Maybe I'm just like a leopard in a woman's body and I have to drag my prey up into the trees to enjoy it properly. Anyway, after everyone said goodnight, because we'd been hanging out around a fire pit somewhere on the property, I climbed up to the loft and I started undressing right at the top of the ladder. Oh my gosh, I'm getting wet. I'm getting really wet just thinking about this. And my partner was in front of me in the loft on our bed. And he had this very amused, very hungry look on his face. And I turned to him, acting like I was in mid-conversation, but I could feel them when they, well, we heard them when they walked in, and I could feel them staring. I could feel their eyes tracing over my curves, and he saw their faces. I kept mine calm, like I didn't know they could see me, but of course, I knew that they could see me. And later, when the lights were off and we started touching each other very slowly, very quietly, but not too quiet, we made just enough noise for it to carry through the room, my moans, his breath, the rhythm of the bed as he fucked me into the mattress. All of it was very soft, but very deliberate. And the whole time I kept thinking about them lying directly beneath us, listening and pretending not to. And when we had left our little vacation and we were talking about it, my partner told me that his friend had told him that he heard us. And that he'd been replaying the noises that I was making in his head all night, wondering exactly what was happening up in the loft to make me make those sounds like that. And so I wrote a poem about that night. And now I'm going to read you this poem while I touch myself. And hopefully you're touching yourself too. And let's see if we can come together by the time I finish this poem, okay? That I wrote. There's just something about the written word, I guess. Maybe I'm just kind of a nerd. And that's the thing that, I don't know, that's the thing that really makes me juicy. I don't know. But I'm gonna read this poem to you and we're gonna come together, okay? While they were just below. While they were just below in the bed downstairs, I ached for you in the silvery light of the moon. My cries of pleasure. Match the din of the forest outside. I didn't bother keeping my voice down. I ached for you in the light, in the silvery light of the moon. Thick thighs splayed wide so my honey could flow. I didn't bother keeping my voice down. Oh. Desire took the reins and I let it. Oh. Thick thighs splayed wide. So my honey could flow. Your groans coaxed pleas for mercy. Oh, fuck. Your groans coaxed pleas for mercy and more from my lips. Desire took the reins and I let it, seeping through the slats of our sleepy shack. Oh my God. Your groans coaxed pleas for mercy and more from my lips. Oh, we joined the coital cacophony swelling outside of our window, seeping through the slats of our sleepy shack. While they were just below in the bed downstairs. I want you to keep going because I'm gonna keep going and I want us to come together. Please, pretty please. Thinking about how good it felt, how naughty it felt to get fucked while people were listening, while they could hear us. Because I know they don't fuck like that. They've never, had that kind of lovemaking session. It was so hard for me. It was so hard for me not to start screaming and begging and crying because I promised that we were gonna only be just loud enough that they could hear us, not too loud. But fuck, I love being loud. There's just something so fucking hot. It feels so good. When you can be as loud as you want. Oh my God. Oh, shit. Oh, just thinking about it. Just thinking about it is making me fucking close. Oh my God. Oh. I'm gonna fuck myself now. As hard as I can. I hope you do that. I hope you do that for yourself. I want you to feel good while you're thinking about me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. I want you to feel me. I want you to listen to me. I want you to think about what you would have done if it had been you that was listening just downstairs, right under me. I want to know, would you have come up the stairs to get a closer look? Oh, would you have wanted to touch me? Would you have wanted to help me come? Oh, fuck, I would have loved that. Oh my God. Oh, yes, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Thank you for that. Thinking about you guys watching me really gets me off. And I hope that you enjoyed this ramble tonight. Let me know if you liked it. And if you have any suggestions for rambles that you want to hear in the future, let me know. My DMs are always open. So just send me a message. And I'll be happy to tickle your fancy.